Well, Palestinians have condemned an incursion by Israel's security minister into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Itamar Ben-Gvir caused outrage by declaring that Israel owned Jerusalem. The Palestinian presidency has described the incident as a flagrant attack, while Hamas says it highlights the serious threat facing the holy site. The Israeli government has also been holding its weekly session at an archaeological site near Al-Aqsa. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the location of that cabinet meeting was a message to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and a reminder of the importance of Jerusalem to the Jewish people.
56 years ago, during the Six-Day War, Jerusalem united us, but I am forced to say that the battle for its unification is not complete. I and my colleagues are forced time after time to fend off international pressure from those who want to redivide Jerusalem, and also from prime ministers in Israel who were ready to surrender to this pressure, to the extent that they were ready to concede the most sacred places for Jews. But we acted otherwise.
From West Jerusalem, Willem Marx has more.
This was not the first time that, as Minister of National Security in Israel, Itamar Ben-Gvir entered the Al-Aqsa compound. And it's been increasingly common for ultranationalists inside Israel to visit the mosque compound over recent months in a move that many, many Palestinians find incredibly provocative. The background to this, of course, is a relatively recent ending to intense fighting between the Islamic Jihad group in Gaza and the Israeli military, and also the fact that just days ago we had a march here in Jerusalem that was intended as a celebration, but in recent years has become far more of a provocation. The groups in Gaza, the factions in Gaza, both Islamic Jihad and Hamas, have condemned the move. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has called it, quote, unacceptable violation of international law. And the Jordanians, as custodians of the site, their foreign ministry releasing a statement talking about this as something the international community needs to wake up to and work to try and stop these activities, these incursions, immediately. Willem Marx, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.